Welcome to the Holistic Healing Connection podcast with your host, holistic practitioner and mentor, Amber Cook. Join Amber and her guests weekly for insight and practical tips to help you succeed on your path to wellness. This episode is sponsored by HealingWays.com, nurturing business, cultivating health, growing community. Your one-stop holistic health resource, HealingWAZE.com.
Hi, I'm Amber Cook. I've spent my life practicing and experimenting with holistic and alternative healthcare because I believe it is the real healthcare, the way to well-being. So stick around because your holistic healing connection starts right now. Hello and welcome to my first solo episode. It's just me today. And I'm going to give you my top six natural allergy remedies to help you throughout spring, summer, and fall. So stick around. So it's that time again, spring allergy season. Did you know that allergies can last January through November, depending on where you are in the world? I know some people seem to have allergies all year round, and I feel terrible for those people. And if you're one of them, you definitely want to continue listening. And even if you just have them a short time a year, I'm going to talk to you about some of the ways that I've helped myself and my family through various allergy seasons, spring, summer, and even fall. For us, it seems to be more through the spring and the fall, but it can definitely affect us in the summer as well when we have, you know, all the different temperature changes. We live in the Northwest, so you kind of never know what you're going to get. I used to actually have terrible seasonal allergies and even pet allergies, especially to cats. I have now had a cat for probably 12 years with barely any symptoms. But before, my nose would itch and burn so much, I just wish it would just fall off. Like I would just itch it and scratch it and sometimes feel like I was just going to rip it off. It was terrible. But for me, I actually gave up gluten over 15 years ago, and it has cleared up my allergies almost 100%. Now, I'm not a doctor, but if you think you can give up gluten, I highly recommend it for so many reasons, but that's a topic for another podcast. So now, more than 15 years gluten-free, I only have mild seasonal allergy symptoms, and my eyes and nose only itch if I get too cozy with pets, like face in their fur kind of cozy for an extended amount of time. I also experience those symptoms when I unknowingly get glutened. Yes, gluten, it is a term. I don't know if it's in the dictionary, but it is a term that a lot of us who are gluten-free talk about. So when I get gluten, and it does happen occasionally, for me, the itchy nose is the first sign, and that shows me that someone has slipped me a little gluten. But if you're not ready to give up gluten just yet, here are some tips I'm going to list that will help you get through the allergy season, no matter what season bugs you. So my first one, raw local honey. I really do swear by it 100%. And I know some people say, that's too easy, too good to be true. And this is what I say because I hear that a lot when I recommend a lot of natural remedies. Usually those are the ones that really, really work. We always try to just overcomplicate things. We think that if something's too easy, then it's not going to work. And in honey's case, if it tastes really good, it's probably not going to work. But that's not true, at least in my family's case. It's worked wonders for my husband and our daughter. All they do is take a teaspoon in the morning at the start of spring and throughout the season. Although I do have to admit, they and we, when giving to our daughter, we're not religious about it, and we even miss a day here or there. And even without taking it daily, it still totally works. Now remember, not just any honey, okay? So not the honey that's in the bear, not the honey that you're going to find on most restaurant tables. It's got to be local and it's got to be raw. So again, usually no mail order or big box store honey. even if it says that it's raw and organic. Yes, that's better than the kind of honey you're going to find in the Bear, but it doesn't have the same effects. You need the honey that's local. And I am sure no matter where you are in the U.S. listening to this right now, you can find local honey. Go to a farmer's market. That would be one of the easiest ways. Just start asking around. If you have any health food stores, ask around. Some of your health food stores might even sell the local honey. So just start checking around. If you want to leave in the comments where you're at, if you're having a hard time finding raw local honey, I might be able to help. So you can leave your location in the comments and maybe I can help do a little digging for you. Because I think it's one of the best ways. I really, really do. Some people also say bee pollen, royal jelly. Those are all bee products. And I personally haven't tried or used them. I find them usually pretty expensive. But I've heard they work really good. And for some people, they even say they work better than just the raw local honey. So if raw local honey isn't cutting it for you, you might want to look into those other products, bee products. Again, they have to be raw. They have to be local. So the next one that doesn't necessarily taste good, and although some people think that these essential oils taste good, they definitely smell good. Diffusing essential oils, I love it. I love to diffuse oils all year long, but especially during allergy season. My very favorite for allergies is 3 drops each of lavender, lemon, and peppermint. Now remember, I'm not going to endorse any certain brand, but you do want to make sure that the oil you're using is high quality, pure essential oil. And then brings me to my next one. A lot of people don't like this one, but for me, it doesn't really matter. Sometimes I do things I don't really necessarily love, and sometimes those things that I don't really love to do end up being things that I do enjoy later. And so the neti pot is definitely one of those. So now I know what you're thinking, or maybe thinking neti what? But if you are familiar with it, which I'm thinking probably 50% of you are, and if you haven't tried it though, you may not have tried it. So you might be thinking it's going to be gross or even uncomfortable, painful. It's definitely, I don't think, going to be painful. But you are right. It is going to be kind of gross and kind of uncomfortable, especially in the beginning. And even after years of doing it, when I first start up, depending on if I have a slight cold or if it's allergy season, it is a bit uncomfortable. I mean, you're putting water into your nose. That doesn't feel natural. Doesn't feel right. But when you see that, this is gross, but that thick snot being flushed from your sinuses, it is so rewarding. And yes, also gross, but the payoff is awesome. And it eventually starts to feel kind of good. I actually love the feeling after a neti pot flush. It just feels so cleaned out and fresh. Everything just seems to work better. It definitely helps with that sinus pressure, like the kind you can feel behind your eyes. And for me, I have sensitive ears. So behind my ears, that sinus pressure for me can cause me to have a little bit of vertigo. And vertigo is another topic for another day. You can Google it. I can tell you. And if you have vertigo, you know, or have had vertigo, you know, it sucks. So a neti pot can really, at least for me, help me with that. But please make sure and read the directions that come with your neti pot. And don't feel bad if it takes a while to get comfortable with it. Just keep trying. Again, the payoff is totally worth it. Now, if you want to try it with little kids, it's not necessarily easy or even advised. So what I would recommend, what I do with our daughter, she's 7, almost 8, we either use a saline spray or a drop. There's a ton of them on the market. They have a similar effect, a lot easier to give to little kids. But just look for one out there that doesn't have any weird additives or preservatives. Definitely something in the all natural department. Always, as usual, the less ingredients, the better. And then moving on to stinging nettle. Stinging nettle, I'm sure some of you have heard of it. I'm sure some of you have even seen it, depending on where you're at. It has a long history of medical use, or medicinal use, I guess. So this leafy plant, and you can get it in pill form, can be used to treat all kinds of ailments, and including hay fever or allergies, because it naturally controls histamines. I'm not going to go into what histamines are on here. You can Google what histamines are. It's easy to find a lot of information on them and why we don't like them very much. I mean, they're useful, but they can get out of control. So with stinging nettle, you want to start taking stinging nettle right after winter ends and before spring begins. So right at the beginning of the quote unquote allergy season. And again, that varies wherever you're at. You can actually Google what your area's allergy season is. But again, doesn't necessarily mean because it's allergy season where you're at that you are going to have any issues. So you don't have to take it as the way it is. It's the same for everybody. It does vary along with everything in our body, that any process that happens in our body, we're all different. And then, so moving on to the next one, apple cider vinegar. Now I know apple cider vinegar has been just hyped up all over the place. Everybody's talking about it now and has been for a long time. And it's because it's awesome. You want to get the high quality apple cider vinegar though, like the one that says, with the mother. I'm not going to go into the explanation of what the mother is. I'm just going to refer you back to Google again. But you want a higher quality apple cider vinegar. And because it's so popular now, it's actually not very expensive anymore. So it's really easy to find. The way you take apple cider vinegar, you can drink it and you should every day because the health benefits go way beyond allergy season. And you can even put it in your neti pot during allergy season. So to drink apple cider vinegar, you mix it with a teaspoon and a glass of water, and that's it. And drink it up. Best to start in the morning. It's a great way to wake you up in the morning. Now, honestly, again, we'll go back to me doing things I don't really love, but I do them because I know they're good for me. I don't like the taste of apple cider vinegar. I actually hate it, but I do it. It is good for things way beyond allergy season. Digestion, skincare, digestion are usually connected. So that's why, it just has a whole list of amazing uses. If you absolutely, absolutely can't stomach the taste of it, you can try mixing it with a natural sweetener. It kind of cuts that acid taste. If you want to put it in your neti pot, all you do is just add a teaspoon to your neti pot solution and proceed with the normal neti pot operation. And the last one I'm going to mention, I don't know why it's the last one, because it's actually one of my very, very, very favorites all year long, all the time, acupuncture. I think acupuncture should be a part of everyone's regular wellness routine. And a side benefit is that it really does help treat symptoms of allergies. And in some cases, it can eliminate them altogether. I absolutely love acupuncture, and if you haven't tried it yet, you definitely need to explore. If you're looking for an acupuncturist, you may be able to find one in your area at healingways.com, so I'd definitely get on there and check it out. And then I should also mention daily probiotics and an anti-inflammatory diet. I'm not going to go into a lot of details about either of those things, but if you're considering them just for general health, you should also know that they do help with your allergy symptoms as well. And again, sometimes even cure them altogether. It's like me going off gluten. Gluten is an inflammatory among many things. And for me, going off of it practically cured my allergies. So I highly, 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 highly recommend it. A naturopathic doctor or health coach can help you walk through both of those things And in fact, all the remedies that I've mentioned today, if you want to discuss them with your doctor or health coach, I definitely would. I also really urge you to avoid most over-the-counter allergy medicines and decongestants unless they're homeopathic. And again, I'm not going to go into homeopathic today or homeopathic allergy remedies. There's a ton out there. There are some great doctors that are homeopathic doctors. Your naturopath may use homeopathic remedies. But most over-the-counter allergy medicines, in the end, are not that good for you. They're usually a quick fix, yes, as are most pharmaceutical or over-the-counter drugs. But have you seen the list of side effects? I mean, seriously, not okay. Me personally, I would much rather take a little bit extra time and go the natural route. If you have your own favorite remedies, I'd love for you to leave them in the comments. And I should probably mention that if you have really severe allergies and are going into anaphylactic shock, please see your doctor ASAP or call an ambulance, especially if you're in anaphylactic shock and you don't have an EpiPen handy. Just please use common sense. I am not a doctor. I am just a natural health crusader. So I hope this has helped you and continue to help you throughout the year. And I'm wishing you a wonderful, snot-free, sneeze-free, headache-free summer and fall. Much love and blessings. Until next time. You've just listened to Holistic Healing Connection with me, Amber Cook. You can find out more about me and other holistic healers, coaches, and practitioners at healingwaze.com. That's healing, WAZE.com, or on most major social media outlets. If you are a holistic professional and would like to be a guest on this podcast, please go to healingwaze.com to join. If you have been helped by holistic or alternative medicine, I'd love to help you share your story on this podcast to help inspire others. Please email us at info@healingwaze.com with the title Podcast Guest. And don't forget to come back every week for more holistic fun. Thanks for listening and have a beautiful day.